Hey, this is Pete Cerronis, and I am joined yet again with Greg Deloche at On Point Consulting, who is fresh back from the Edge 23 Security Summit. We're going to talk a little bit about what he heard, what inspired him, and how he's going to apply a lot of that knowledge and insight to move the needle inside the Beltway. Greg, it's great to see you.
Yeah, always a good time talking with you, Pete. Excited to break down this wonderful event. This is the second year that this event has been held, and OnPoint historically has been well entrenched in the cybersecurity community. One of our core capabilities that we certainly focus on, supporting a lot of different agencies and departments. So an event solely focused on security, both the cyber aspect, the physical aspect, everything that goes into protecting our critical infrastructure, was one certainly at the top of my priority list to attend. The event kicked off with a few roundtables, which I thought was fantastic. We were able to have a front row seat to those conversations that government is having with industry partners. There were representatives from Meta, from the banking industry, from Dominion Energy that were there, really trying to highlight that collaboration that's going on, trying to move our nation forward.
You hit on some things that just make me think about the open government principles of collaboration, transparency, and participation. So great tee up. And let's just build off that for a minute. You mentioned there were these roundtables. Help me understand what made the structure a little bit different, or something that really you feel the Beltway could benefit from.
For the past few years, you know, we've been in this, you know, remote slash hybrid work environment. So collaboration has been somewhat difficult, right? And it's harder to be engaged when you're on the other side of a computer screen. So having a lot of these stakeholders, decision makers in a physical room and being able to have conversations with them face to face was fantastic. Hopefully we continue that trend of getting more events back in person, because that's truly where the collaboration is the most effective.
All right, let's jump into some of the content, right? What are some of the things at a security summit like this that maybe was brought up as kind of new challenges we have to face? What were some of the topics that really caused you to pause and say, wow, I never thought of security in that sense?
Going back to conferences over the past, you know, couple years, one of the main themes is cyber is a team sport, right? It takes, you know, both the public and private sector collaborating in order to make that effective. One of the things that was highlighted at this conference is it's not just cybersecurity, it's all of security, and that includes physical security. One of the speakers at the conference, Ms. Marin, who was the port director for San Diego out of CBP, highlighted that San Diego is the most utilized port in our country. Just this year, they've processed 35 million individuals through an entry point in the city of San Diego. Being on those front lines is certainly an aspect that team sport stands true, whether that be technologies that are out there that they're utilizing to, you know, scan cars to make processing quicker, more efficient, more effective. Security is much larger than just the topic of cyber.
Let me build off that for a minute. As someone who sells and markets to the government, right, your services at On Point, great company, how do you use some of those stories without giving away the secret sauce? But ultimately, hey, this is how I have to have that conversation with our potential customers, that the mission matters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's On Point. We pride ourselves on not just being that butts and seats company, really being a part of that mission that impacts both American citizens and our allies. And that's what really matters at the end of the day. What we focus on when we're looking at opportunities to support the federal government is what's the end mission that they're looking to support, and making sure that that's something that aligns to both the On Point culture, On Point values, and something that we really care about, to, so that we're able to, you know, take pride in being a part of that mission.
Great, Greg. This is kind of not meant to be a hardball, but when you were there, if you can just say, what were like the top three or four topics, the hot topics of technology that was being discussed?
There was not a single session throughout the 3 or 4 day conference that did not touch on artificial intelligence. A lot of the conversations was about what's currently happening. And then you kind of take that information and translate that into where we're going, right? And what is the impact of it? One of the quotes that I absolutely loved and completely agreed with Mr. William Graves, who was the Deputy Director for Futures Identity out of the Office of Biometric Identity under DHS.
That three times, buddy.
Exactly. That's a long one. But he had touched on AI. Yes, it stands for artificial intelligence, but it shouldn't. The A in AI should really stand for augmented intelligence. And that really struck me because previously there were a lot of questions out there of, is AI going to take away my job and all of that? And that's not really what we should be using it for. It should augment the employees of these companies, of these departments and agencies in order to help them do their job better, right? Whether that's more effective, more efficient. Machine learning is obviously helpful in that, being able to automate some of these, you know, tasks and pick up things that humans might look over, but it's not meant to take away your job. It's meant to help you be more effective in the job that you're doing. So that was definitely probably the number one thing that stood out. And then the whole topic of innovation and emerging technology. If you go back 10 years, even 15 years, there was some artificial intelligence machine learning going on. So rather than it being innovation and emerging tech tied together, the emerging tech is there, right? Artificial intelligence has been around for a while. It's the innovation and being able to advance that technology for better cases and make that support the mission in a lot of different ways better. So that's definitely something that was a highlight of the conference for sure.
Okay, so I hear you, and I have a, as you know me to be, a question on that, because you use the words, and for the audience, you've heard Greg say, the application of technology, in this case, could be ChatGPT or AI to mission and impact. Where is the puck going? And that's where it sounds like a lot of, at least in the AI realm, we all know it's a very hot topic, but it's distilling it down and understanding ultimately, right, Greg, how does AI meet that mission across the federal ecosystem? And I assume the answer is yes, that's what you intend to try to do as you move forward.
Exactly. And being able to get to that point where we can say, hey, we're doing a pretty good job at meeting these mission objectives, but really comes down to one of the first things that I said is that collaboration wasn't just a, yes, there's usually government and industry presence at these conferences, but bringing in that commercial expertise and being able to apply those lessons learned of, hey, here's what's worked for us. It's an all hands on deck approach to make sure that we're able to protect and secure our critical infrastructure, and in turn, be able to protect and secure our American citizens and our allies.
So we're going to close out here in a minute with a parting shot or two, but I just want to echo what I heard. Again, the fact that there was this government and industry use case perspective sharing element, which whether it was on national security, energy, finance, healthcare, law enforcement, homeland security, it sounds like it was the whole kit and caboodle, right?
Absolutely. A lot of the sessions, you know, outside of the keynotes was, you know, a combination of panels, right? It wasn't just overtaken by, you know, all government speakers. They had, you know, government and industry on the panels together, kind of going back and forth and exchanging thoughts and case studies and lessons learned and all of that. So a great benefit for those of us who were in the room, being able to hear that and come back and be able to reflect on that and say, okay, based on what I heard, what's worked for them, what hasn't worked for them, what are we as OnPoint able to do in order to rectify some of those challenges that they're having today?
Let's just close out with, leave something here that only you and in your own wonderful, brilliant mind of Greg Delosh, how is that event going to impact you in the coming weeks as you move forward?
Before I close out, I want to say kudos to GBEF for putting on a great event, Don Ups and his team. And as OnPoint, we support a variety of departments and agencies in the federal government with very specific mission priorities. And they're different for a good reason, right? That's why different departments and agencies exist. But security is one that's got to be a top priority. Data security, physical security, network security, our adversaries, they're working 24/7 in order to gain information from our federal government and from our American citizens. So I'm proud of the missions that we support, certainly, but we've got a long way to go. Working with some of these industry partners, the federal departments and agencies, on how we can get to advance our security posture is one that's of utmost importance, and we've got to take that by the reins.
I love it. Greg, every time you share at events that I get to get a sense of, That's the whole point of On Point Perspectives. Thank you. You educated, informed, and enlightened me. I look forward to our next conversation and just keep doing the great work that you do there at On Point.
Yeah, always a pleasure to talk to you, Pete. Really looking forward to the next time.